Pisces sun signs and Pisces rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Taroscope for April 2019. And Pisces, the energy in March was major for you. This was the World reversed, the last card in the major arcana, and you were really learning to love up on the concept of limitations, to play with boundaries in new ways, and to consider yourself as an earthly being in a way that didn't feel oppressive, that actually felt like a liberation, like moving beyond the limits to actually create something, to incarnate something that you'd only dreamed about sort of in the mystical realms. And this work really continues for you in the month of April, where the card that I've drawn for you is the Eight of Wands reversed. And take a moment to feel into the Wands energy as a really watery being and more like a misty, ethereal being even than the element of water. The element of fire can sometimes feel frightening. It can sometimes feel a little too hot. It can sometimes feel like it's going to separate you from others, or that you have to kind of figure out your distinctive glow, and that's somehow going to cut ties between you and this kind of fusional feeling that you long for so deeply. But the eights in the tarot are really about the swirl of energy. They're about releasing into this element and letting it simply move through us. And the Eight of Wands is a magic carpet ride. It is ruled by the planet Mercury in the sign of Sagittarius, and it's all about getting a new perspective on fire and really saying to the world, I'm ready. I'm ready to take on more. I'm ready to raise the stakes. I'm ready to move into my own distinction in a brand new way. And so take a moment to feel into what the phrase raising the stakes might mean for you. And it doesn't need to be in this kind of really tweaky way of, well, I've got to get better, or I've got to work harder, or I'm not pushing myself enough. It's not what the energy is about. It's really about kind of upping or turning the volume up on your own creative flame. Where have you been kind of hanging out in the background, perhaps on a creative project or in a relationship? Where have you been subsuming your sense of self at the expense of that kind of full fire and full fluorescence of what you want to bring forward? And this energy in the reverse position, it's not quite as exuberant and as go, go, go as it is in the upright. Sometimes it's kind of this check-in. It's this, you know, I move a little bit forward and then the universe moves a little bit forward to meet me. This dance, this kind of meet and greet on the dance floor. And so the month of April is for you to find these little openings in your world, these little ways where you can kind of plump up a little bit, where you can amp up the fire a little bit, where you can bring a little bit more of your creative distinction to the table and not have to fear this sense of rupture from other people or having to stand fully alone. This is a lifelong dance for you, obviously, around some of those themes, but the month of April is a really delicious opportunity to dance with what's already dancing toward you in terms of claiming your own distinctiveness. And I wish you a very expansive month of April, and I will speak with you in May.